Town Bachelor, Bob Zimmerman. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. Your subscriptions and donations to Bob's site, Behind the Black, most welcome. We're going to the moon. Intuitive Machines, Nova C Lunar Lander. I believe it has a name. Bob, what am I looking at?
Yeah, this is interesting. They had not really made public the name of this particular lander until, like, this week. Its class name is Nova C, but the actual lander was named Odysseus after the Greek hero, explorer of the world. And so Odysseus was launched this week by SpaceX successfully to head to the moon. This lunar lander is another attempt, and it's another private company attempt to land a lander on the moon. There have been several of the private companies that have tried, and they have failed. Japanese company iSpace tried with Hakuto R1, and it failed. Then Astrobiotics was launched a month ago, and unfortunately it had a problem shortly after launch, so it was unable to even try to land. There's been other an Israeli company tried with Bereshit 2. It failed. So Intuitive Machines is going to try again. The flight to the moon is fast. It's only going to take a week, so sometime around sometimes around the 23rd of February, it's going to attempt its landing, a week from now. And the landing is going to put it closer to the South Pole than anyone else, next to a crater. And I must emphasize, the main goal of this mission is testing the engineering for landing. It has some science instruments, including a private small telescope that's going to try to get images of the Milky Way while it's there, optical telescope. But its main purpose is to test the landing, much like Slim did from Japan. And so that's the main thing, and let's hope and keep our fingers crossed that it succeeds, John.
OSIRIS-REx, the cup runneth over. What am I looking at, Bob?
Yes, there's a picture of him behind the black. This is the material inside the sample return capsule from OSIRIS-REx. It took a while for them to get this open. There were some screws that were stuck. They got it free. And what they found when they finally could measure the material inside the capsule is that they were supposed to get 60 grams of material inside the capsule. Well, they got 61 grams inside the capsule. What makes this really an overflow of material is that there was about 60 grams of material stuck to the outside of the capsule. That was a total bonus. So in the end, the OSIRIS-REx brought home twice as much material from the asteroid Bennu than it originally set out to do, and that's a great achievement. We're now going to send that material all over the world to scientists to try to figure out what asteroids are made of and try to understand something about the early solar system.
And that is the solar system right there in that.
Yeah. You're basically looking at very primitive early solar system material, and we don't have a good census of that early material because it doesn't get to the Earth on meteorites very successfully. So this is going to tell us a great deal.
Perseverance has a problem where?
One of its instruments has a problem. It has a dust cover that isn't opening properly. This is an instrument that uses a laser to get spectroscopy of the surface. They have other ways to get spectroscopy, so it doesn't put the rover out of business, and they're still trying to troubleshoot the problem, but it is one instrument that's got a problem right now, John.
To my memory, that's the first glitch we've had with Percy. The drill was Curiosity, right? So Percy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Perseverance has been running, but the Perseverance has only been there for what? Three years. Curiosity is going on, what, a dozen years, so it makes a difference.
And China making an announcement about Chang'e 6. Where?
Chang'e 6 is its next lunar sample return mission. They're going to go to the far side of the moon, bring the first samples back from the far side. They announced they're going to try for a May launch this year, just a few months from now. I've got a picture on behind the map, a map of the moon, to show you where on the far side it's going to land and where that is relative to where Chang'e 4 and U2, the rover, are on the far side of the moon. They're both in the southern hemisphere, and, you know, they're not close together, but they're in different parts of the far side of the moon, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We just went exploring to the moon. We talked about Mars, and we're back to Earth, where it is an opportunity to donate or subscribe to Bob's Behind the Black site. Wishing him a happy birthday. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.